We talk about food. We talk about music with musical dudes. Finger on the pulse, snacky tunes.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the new year. Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. I am one half of your host, Frank on the Pulse, Terry Diabolic. Joining us in the hot seat is the illustrious DJ Never Forget. Happy New Year.
I don't think you know what illustrious means.
I'm pretty sure that if I had my phone on, I could figure out what it means.
Oh, I had to turn my phone off.
It's like illustrated, right?
Yeah, that's pretty good. That is Jamie from Ask the Girls. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
And Greg is eating some bacon, Brussels sprout, Roberta's pizza. How is it?
It's terrific.
We have Ask the Girls in from L.A. to talk to us about traveling, new tunes.
And Horse Sashimi from Vancouver.
Horse Sashimi from Vancouver.
We don't want to tip our hats, but that's coming.
Yeah. And that opening track was, I believe, Lightworks. Oh, and Lauren Flax.
Lauren Flax!
Hey-o!
She looks
today's,
great.
Today's show is sponsored by the word hey-o. And so that was just your track Lightworks, correct?
Yes.
When did it come out? Is it out?
It came out in September.
September, yeah, what? On iHeart Comics.
Oh, Mr. Chan.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Mr. Chan.
I think he's heading back to LA today from Australia.
Yeah, yeah, he'll be doing that for like 2 days.
Oh, man, this is so good to have everybody back. And I think we'll get coffee and...
Yeah, and as always, big shout out to Roberta's for sponsoring the show and our hunger. We are trying... We got the pumpkin pizza today.
Which is unreal.
It's blowing my mind.
We also have today as our food guest the lovely Jessica Amison.
Hi.
Hi, from This Is Why You're Fat, who we will be talking to shortly. Jessica will also be hosting the Roberta's Meatball Cook-Off, which is Friday, January 15th. We are DJing it.
Boom.
It's at the Meat Hook in Williamsburg. The contestants are Frankie's, Spatino, Rose, Lupa's, Roberta's, and the Meat Hook. Celebrity judges. Jessica, I guess you're a celebrity. DJing by us. Plus the best meatballs in NYC, drinks to go with, ... I know it sounds like I read that, but that's a lot of information.
How much is it?
I don't know, but it's a fundraiser for the farm, for Brooklyn Grange,
yeah,
which we have talked about in the past. For you guys who don't know, Brooklyn Grange, Roberta's, they have a garden up top where you can see through the window, but they're actually buying an acre, I believe, in Brooklyn to convert into a sustainable farm.
For schools and things like that.
So we've done a bunch of fundraisers. This will be the first one in the new year. Very exciting. They're working on it. It'll have education programs, seasonal vegetables, and kind of really try and supply Roberta's and a couple of the restaurants.
So it's like give a kid a carrot, he eats for an afternoon. Teach a kid how to grow a carrot, right?
No.
He eats for a week.
Boom.
You can make a carrot. Actually, we got mini carrots last night. All Jessica and the Ask Girls were here, and I got swindled. My baby carrots ended up being like mutant freak ginormous. It looked like a mini carrot that had been stretched.
Are mini carrots carved from big carrots?
Yeah, I think they get like 3 carrots per carrot.
This seems kind of wasteful. Yeah. Do the shredded carrots then go into? I guess unless the shredded carrot
like
goes
slaw.
Okay,
that's fine.
Yeah. So, speaking of dinner, last night, the five of us had a dinner party, and I've never had it before, but we had venison for the first time,
yeah.
Courtesy of Mrs. This Why You're Fat's father. So, yes, I still am unsure. He hunts things.
Like things? like humans?
Things. Sometimes humans on an island in the Caribbean. No, he hunts deer and wild turkey and pheasant and doves. Basically, whatever you're allowed to shoot.
I hunt wild turkey, too.
Do you really?
Yeah.
In the bottle form.
In the bottle.
Sorry, did I steal your punchline?
No.
But it was
it
was really good. As always, when cooking new things, I destroyed 2 pans, which are soaking.
I mean,
which are now soaking. The trick is
the smoke alarm went off.
Baking. Well, smoke alarm always goes off at the rising tide, but it is now sitting in a warm solution of baking soda.
You wrecked it. I saw a pot this morning.
But you know what it was? It was just butter. All I did was throw butter in there, and it just burned butter.
Well, don't you just want to keep that in there though?
I don't.
Doesn't burned butter only help?
Maybe. I guess we'll find out because I don't think I'm going to be able to get that off, and I'm not buying a new pan. So. Yeah.
What's that look?
That look is, sorry, I'm not sorry.
Yeah.
Also, big news today, this is our 25th show. Who knew?
Yay!
We can now rent cars. Our show can.
Yeah. Our show can now officially rent cars.
Which is exciting because it seems like it's much longer, so I feel like it's a good...
But it's good. I mean, we had, last week was really good with Gina Turner. It was a really awesome episode. And we had, thank you also to everyone who came out to our New Year's party. Shout out to Trouble and Bass, Famous Friends.
Party Like Us.
Mishka. It was...
Culture and Me.
Europa. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really awesome. It was like one of those, we had a plan, we go to one place, and it was just like packed like 11. And then also big shout out, thank you to Justine D for hooking us up with... the XX VHS or Beta gig on Saturday night.
I'm sorry you guys. I mean, I'm glad you guys saw The Rub, which is like an institute. I think it's like 7 years.
Yeah, it was definitely an anniversary. Everyone
was like
getting
7 year anniversary, but
the party sold out.
It was just XX and VHS or Beta and us DJ set. I'm not saying just us, but it wasn't like VHS or Beta live and XX live, and it was sold out in 20 minutes. And I think people took Friday night off and were ready to go, and it was wild.
It was fantastic. You know, first part of the year. Great way to start off.
So I'm gonna play a tune.
Drop a tune
off the new Yesay record, which we have talked about, which Jamie heard for the first time last night, and Greg, you...
It's phenomenal. Very creative.
And I think it's the Alps song, and I think I'm missing the first thing, but... Ambling Alps?
Yeah.
Local Brooklyn Boys, right? Yeah.
And the album's coming out...
Maybe
they did what every Brooklyn band does.
They're from Maryland.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they are from Maryland. Every Brooklyn band who's moved to Silver Lake
every
after, like...
Every Brooklyn band is from Maryland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they go to Silver Lake, because they're like, wait, it's warm, and I don't... Like, do I have my cred? Am I good? Do I have enough cool points for life? I'm not to say Silver Lake isn't, but...
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not.
All right. I'm there first. So, yeah, so we're going to do that. So, listening Snack, you want to walk me out?
Yeah, I'm going to walk you over. So, welcome to the new year. Happy New Year to all. 2010. We got 2 more years before the Mayan calendar runs out, so let's get our partying now. It's Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Big shout out to Jack Inslee and Rec Tech, our producer and engineer for the day. And as always, the lovely Roberta's for keeping us full and on the air. DJ Never Forget, take us away. Welcome back to Snacky Tunes. That was just Yesayer, Ambling Alps, off the forthcoming album, I don't know, this year, whatever it's called.
Something about blood.
You know, local Brooklyn band via Maryland, now in L.A.
Future L.A.
Future L.A. It's a classic modern love story of bands traveling around the road.
Welcome to Snacky Tunes.
Boom.
I am one half your host, DJ Never Forget, staring at Terry Diabolik. Say it.
I look handsome today.
I don't know. He went on a date last night.
Easy. Really?
Just blowing up my spot.
There it is. All over the internet.
She sent him the White Octave album. 10 points for anybody who knows that band. We have Jack and Zane Rec Tech in the back. And thank you, Roberta's. Pizza is disappearing at a furious rate. Today, I'm very happy to announce that our first food guest of 2010 is Jessica Amason from This Is Why You're Fat.
How do you two know each other?
Through the internet.
Okay.
And through Vice.
I'm just wondering.
Okay.
Spot blowing. Okay. Just wondering. Anyway, thank you, Jessica, for joining us.
Why don't you tell for the people who don't know about your website?
I have a website that is dedicated to pretty much the craziest, grossest, fattest foods out there. And it's, I like to call it junk food porn. So it's food that is beautifully photographed, but kind of horrific, almost pornographic, though, because you kind of want to try it. So thisiswhyyourfat.com started it like almost a year ago and got a book deal recently. So there's a book out you can buy.
It's only been a year?
It's not even been a year.
I remember when it came out because I'm an avid reader of Eater. And I remember when they, I remember when it got put on Eater.
Yeah.
On the website.
Honestly, like in the first 24 hours, we had over a million page views. And so like it blew up. We were like in the New York Times and Perez Hilton totally dug it.
People love to see gross ass food.
People like it.
Yeah. Now, this is the one thing that I want to ask, because I've seen the book and I've seen the website. And while it pains me to say this, some of those dishes I can actually see like on menus as being like legitimate, like, okay, I'm going to order this. Some of the stuff, though, is just bat shit crazy food that...
Like the all-day sandwich.
Yeah, that just, like...
Of dreams.
Of dreams.
All-day sandwich.
But, let's be honest. Like, it's not real food. It's not... It's, like, it seems like people have seen the site, and they're like, I'm gonna put something into it. So where's that balance of, like, this was real, and then this was made just to, like, get out there?
Well, like, we try to do some quality control because it's obvious, like people stack stuff on top of stuff and they're like, and this is a thing now, it's the bacon tower or whatever. So, you know, we try to like make sure it's legit as possible. And a lot of people submit stuff where they're eating the food afterwards. So you, like, you know, it's been consumed and like,
yeah, but I could, I could
take, been authenticated.
Like, I can make a bacon tower and then take a picture of Darren eating it like this.
You can't see it, but we're pantomiming me eating a bacon tower.
Wait, was that a fork?
Forklift.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of an honor system involved, but like you said, like most of the items are menu items,
right?
Like, which, I mean, and to be honest, I did have the garbage plate in Rochester, which we talked
how'd
about.
How'd that go? For
it was
you?
Awful. I mean, it was legitimately. We DJ'd in Rochester. They took me to the garbage plate. We got a 6 a.m. flight and. We were flying out to L.A., and by halfway through the L.A. flight, I had to, like, shut down my laptop, turn off the music, and I just, like, kind of had to sit and, like, had my hand resting and, like, not move because my body just started freaking out about what was, like, the garbage. That was, like, the only thing I'd eaten, and my body was so unhappy. So, not well.
So, the garbage plate is, it's on the site, but it's also in the book. But what is it? It's potatoes and, like, cheese curd.
Choices. It's
gravy,
like, it's potato or bacon. Mac and cheese. Two patties, hot
cheeseburgers.
Dogs.
No, hot dog. It's so gross. But it's like, I've eaten things like that in the book where it's like, this is great. There's just nothing redeeming about it. Yeah. It's just in name.
I would eat that. I would eat most of those things.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean, go to Rochester.
Yeah, and people are psyched about it there.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a big deal that we've had the garbage plate submitted like 5 times.
So what are some things that have not, what are some things that have not made it? Like, is there anything jumped to mind that you're like, this is obviously like, I'm trying to get onto the website submission.
I actually looked at one today that I rejected that was, they're looking at it.
They have it up in the,
it was basically all manner of like breakfast foods, like stacked on top of each other. So there was like a Cinnabon and like bacon layers and eggs and like sausage, but it was all in like a stack. And it was like,
Now if you were to take a little bit of, you know, initiative, you would take the cinnamon bun, slice in half, bacon, egg, cheese, like Belgian waffle, cinnabon, icing, syrup, whipped cream, fruit.
That's going up in 2 days, actually. Yeah. It's almost exactly that.
It's called the...
Are you serious?
Terry
called the morning glory.
Oh. Is it really?
So, yeah.
Oh.
Not without the waffle.
Hey, right here.
Psychic.
Hey, right there. America, ICanMakeYouFat.com.
So it's only been a year. By the way, if you want to see something great, Jessica does a rap about it.
Oh, my
if you
God.
Just,
don't
want to
talk
Google
about that.
South by South, what, this is why you're fat rap. This is actually where we first saw her because one of our friends was like doing Sorry Mom. And she's like, well, this is why you're fat just got a book deal. And I was like, I had never heard about it. And show me the rap. So nice work.
Really? I'm going to have to
that's the most embarrassing rap ever.
Is it over the beat of This Is Why I'm Hot?
Yes.
Yeah, we were just doing that this morning. We were doing This Is Why I'm Freezing Right Now. This Is Why I'm Cold.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wrote the lyrics are pretty great. I mean, the performance could use some work.
There's no justifying it. Exactly. It's just a rap about fat food.
So it's on the internet, so it's real.
That's how you know.
So that's how you know that you've made it, because people are talking about it. So, can I YouTube this? So this a YouTube thing?
Yeah. So what is the future of This Is Why You're Fat?
Actually, in the process right now of seeing if we can transition to TV. So, you know, be on the lookout for that. There might be a This Is Why You're Fat show eventually.
I don't know if you know this, but we are also involved in television. So.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, do you do a thing?
We do a thing. That's awesome. I want to see if you can go one show without talking about Dinner with the Band. I mean,
knowing what we're about to play next, it's a lot about us today.
Yeah, it is about us. But we do have a good food guest. So excited. So what else? And anything else? New internet?
Hold on, wait a second. Can we talk about what the potential idea for the TV show is, or is that top secret?
It's a little bit top secret.
Okay.
It will involve a lot of, it'll involve competition. We'll say that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I'm coming back.
Yeah. Right. So could it be where someone...
You know what? No.
You know what? Yeah. You
Stop.
Know what? We'll
have
see
NDAs.
It on there. We'll see
for
it
a later
there.
Date. Yeah.
So if I wanted to submit, where would I send it to?
So it's thisiswhyyourfat.com, and there's just a big, giant submission button there.
And you need a picture and a write-up.
Yep. And the instructions are all there. And also, too, you can visit the site to buy the book.
Which was my next question.
Yeah.
Can I ask a final question? Final question. What is the worst thing you've seen? Like, what is something that you saw that was just like, I'm so upset with this?
My favorite / most like horrifying item in there is the meat ship, which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a giant like sailing ship like made out of meat.
But is it, again, and real?
It's real.
Like menu item.
Yes, and actually, like I got the creator to contribute for the book and explain like how he made it, and he's actually an engineer, and he like engineered the giant meat ship that's in the book. So that was pretty horrifying.
SS Heart Attack, right?
Yeah. Hey.
Thank you. I'm here all day. Yeah. It's a new year. I got puns for 300.
So Jessica, thank you for joining us.
Thanks
first
for having
guest,
me.
2010. Thanks for the venison as well.
Yeah.
Delicious.
And you're going to stick around, eat some pizza with us?
Yeah. That pumpkin pizza is the jam.
Yeah. New pumpkin pizza menu item on Roberta's. I feel like every week there's a new pizza on there.
It's hot, too, for a pumpkin pizza. It's got some kick.
It's got a little spice.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. Maybe we throw some of that kimchi on there and like, do this.
Thank
dance.
You to Mama O's kimchi. It is rocking our world right now.
So also new things for 2010. Terry and I, along with our buddy JPEG, have started a remix project called Tete. My French is not very good, but I will learn how to pronounce that when we start to promo ourselves a little bit better.
We'll just have to ask Mode up in Montreal how to pronounce it.
It got mixed and mastered and sent to us.
Jesse Peterson,
2 days ago. So we're going to play it, the whole thing, because you'll never hear us play an 8.5-minute remix on the show again, unless it's a new one. And then we're going to have Acid Girls talk about New Year's Eve issues and upcoming projects, and we're going to hear some tunes. Tunage?
Yeah, definitely.
And some, yeah.
Okay, awesome. So listening to Snacky Tunes on heritageradionetwork.com. As always, thank you to Roberta's for keeping us full and on the air. Jack Insley and RecTech for being our sponsors. And for all of you listeners out there to, the support and listening and downloading the podcast and things like that. For all of our old shows, you can go to just iTunes and search Snacky Tunes. But here you go, world debut of Simultaneously by Men, Tete Tete Remix.
to grab a breath. Don't let silence turn to death.
Ladies and gentlemen, flub. Welcome back to Snacky Tunes. I am Terry Diabolic, finger on the pulse, pulling down the music is Did You Never Forget. That was just our first official remix of anything. But man, simultaneously, Tay Tay remix from with our partner JPEG out in Ohio. Big shout out. Thanks, guys.
I'm excited.
Now he's got to put it out.
And do more.
One down.
Tips for new producers, since you guys are in the game. We're new producers.
From the Acid Girls.
Just, no. In fact, tips? We're the worst people to ask ever.
It takes us like 6 weeks to make a remix.
Or sometimes 6 months.
Is that long or slow?
That's incredibly slow.
Oh. I mean, it takes longer sometimes. We're probably the slowest working people that you'll ever have on the show.
Yeah, but we did have this one revolutionary week where we got 6 remixes done in a week.
Wow. What? Well, I guess we keep going back to that Laid Back Luke story where he like bangs out a remix in like 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, but a lot of people also will say how long it takes them to do something, and I just don't believe them. I think that it's like
they're just saying it
themselves up. Yeah, not that Laid Back Luke is, but some people
just be like, oh yeah, I can bang out a remix in like 2 hours. Like that's just impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't tell our dear listeners a little background for the Acid Girls? Who are you?
Who are you really?
We used to have a blog, and you know that it was like kind of one of the not first MP3 blogs, but certainly
it's original.
Yeah, it was one of the older ones, and you know, we had a lot of fun doing that, but we just kind of got over it, and in the process of doing that, we got into producing things and DJing, and kind of took off from there, and we went over to Europe a couple times, and then that sort of helped us here, ironically. Had to do that kind of in order to get things started in the U.S., and then we just released a single on iHeartComics, and we've been doing some remixes and some random stuff, and kind of that brings us to where we are.
Current day. And that's like over like a few years. I used to read your blog.
Yeah, the last update was in March of 2007.
Right, I thought my RSS feed was broken.
No, I think it was in November I think
there was a single post, nothing, and then random.
Yeah, there was like, one yeah. promising to return.
Did you guys just, like wake up one day and you're like, we don't have time for this? Or did you wake up one day and be like, oh, we haven't posted on the blog in
months? What? It's nothing against blogs or bloggers in general. It just...
Yeah, watch out.
I mean MP3 vlogs, really. But like, it just got kind of boring. Like, the clearance issues with posting tracks
right.
and discovering new things and the abundance of MP3 blogs. And when you post something and it gets reposted over and over again, it just felt different than when we started it, and it didn't feel like we were necessarily having a good effect on things.
I mean, so. We go back and forth now about the whole current state of like MP3 blogs and how I feel a lot is it's content over quality. Because you know, with sponsorships yeah. and people making yeah. things like, they're like, it's no longer I can go to this blog and I'm going to get, you know, 3 songs a day, but it's going to be best songs. It's like, here's 10 songs. And even though I really respect it, I still have to wade through all the stuff. Like, I can't actually believe that a lot of these bloggers
there are like 100 great songs
there's
being
not.
Released every week.
There's really not.
Yeah.
Like, if I can get 4 or 5 good new songs a month, like songs that I really like that I can work into sets or anything, I like feel like this is a good month.
Yeah.
But our tastes are more discerning now. At that time, it was like amass it all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But also, I felt that at that time, and it's not even that long ago, but really before it exploded when it was like Fluid Kids and you guys and a few other blogs.
Gorilla vs. Bear.
I'm talking about like dance music where it's like you could almost get everything.
Yeah.
Like I felt that you could really, yeah, that's what you're saying, right? Yeah. You could almost like I have everything that came out this week
right.
and these are all good and it was small. And now it's like every kid who's got Fruity Loops, and not a knock on Fruity Loops, but like every kid's got like some free software program. Is we did a Grum remix contest. We released all the parts, and we got 65 remixes. And I think, except for 5 or 6 of them, they were all the same track with like an added bass line.
Yeah.
No original thought, no original composition.
Yeah, but then you get those 5 that are good. So
I think also it was like now there's... I would much rather read a blog that's got 3 posts a week where all
yes.
of them are good
yeah.
than one of those kids that's like... waking up earlier than everyone else in a time zone earlier than everyone else to get it up and just like post anything.
And a lot of it, people are just stealing tracks. Like
yeah.
I don't have any problem with music being free whatsoever. In fact, I think it should be, but I think that the author ought to have some participation in how that gets disseminated, you know, like what information gets.
Can you explain what do you mean like being
stolen? Like if an album's leaked and then someone takes like a leaked album and puts a song on the web.
That doesn't bug me so much theoretically, you know, or hypothetically, but what I really mean is if you, for instance, you somehow get, you know, some exclusive new track, you know, that whatever big DJs are playing it, you know, you see it playlisted by like Tiga and Errol and all these people, and these kids like hunt down these tracks, and then somehow there's like some kind of credibility rewarded to a blogger who posts it, but they've kind of taken the life cycle of that track away, or I guess maybe they're just like reinventing the way that
I think it's just a reinvention of the life cycle. I mean, you know, a lot of times, like, if you look on Beatport, there'll be tracks that are released in Europe that you can't buy in the U.S., but if you just do enough due diligence, you can track it down, and then it's sort of like, well, it's out there, so why can't I have it?
Yeah.
Or why can't I share it with the world?
I don't have any, you know, it's not an issue with it being free or available. It's just, I just wish that more people would put more thought into the way that things,
absolutely,
you know, are getting out there.
Yeah. And what they're actually putting out there.
Yeah.
So, speaking of Errol, you guys are supposed to play with him on New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, yeah. A couple days ago.
And you guys got bamboozled. That's not the right word.
I've been saying many.
They threw a bag over us.
Yeah.
I've been saying many deported.
It's, yeah, because like, you're going back.
Yeah, we're going back.
Yeah, what's the quick and dirty of it?
We got a forced hiatus from a work permit issue on New Year's Eve.
Nice. Ta-da! Ta-da, that's pretty good. That is it. That is like Twitter effective.
Yeah, I'm a 140 character guy now.
I believe. But you guys are here for just a couple of days, and then you're going back on
Thursday.
Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
And you're playing tonight, right?
Yes. Yeah. In Brooklyn at Tandem.
Sweet. With Lauren Flax,
and Gina Turner.
Well, then we're definitely going tonight.
We'll be there.
Yeah. You have to go now. Ha ha.
Ha ha.
What time are you guys going on tonight?
I think one.
Yeah.
Perfect. And on a school night. But the real thing is that you told us last night that in Vancouver you had horse. Because Jessica mentioned that her father shot Wild Game, and you're like, well, fuck you, I'm going to trump you. Horse.
We tackled a fucking horse and took a bite out of it.
Really wish I knew the name of the place, because I would love to like help them out, because it's an amazing... Every single thing had there was
an izakaya place on the east side of Vancouver.
We'll look it up while you guys are dropping a set. We'll give them a shout out.
Yeah, so awesome.
It's Japanese tapas, which is what izakaya is, like, you know, traditional appetizer, small plate stuff. And it, for the most part, a lot of it was kind of like raw stuff, it kind of felt like, or at least like very little preparation.
Sushi.
Yeah, not sushi though at all. But they had horse sashimi, and it was just kind of the daring thing on the menu. And we were there with Linus from Jokers of the Scene, and he was like, I have never eaten any of the stuff that we've just ordered. And we all looked a little, I mean, it looked like a piece of carpaccio. I mean, it looked normal. And it was amazing, lean, fantastic tasting meat with like no sort of, you know,
it's always
spices
nice
or anything.
To be adventurous food people. I've had it definitely backfire a couple times. Like when I ordered pig's feet and it wasn't like baked down, it was just pig's feet. And I was like, I guess I'll
like pickled raw pig's feet.
Yeah. Or that time
it
we
was
ordered,
like, can you even do that?
If you have ever like put a football in your mouth.
Yeah, that's what exactly. Like. What or like when we got like pig's blood and rice when we were like super wasted.
Oh, God.
Which really all backfired. But it's really good to hear that, like, you're like, all right, adventurous, and then, you know, I will now, next time I'm out there.
But it's illegal in the U.S. We found that to be kind of another interesting story. The reason that it's illegal is because Congress in the 90s passed this resolution that we wouldn't eat horses because we fought with horses. So it would be like eating your
war against horses. We fought.
We fought on horses.
Wait, like 1990s?
Yeah, in the 90s. Yeah, in like 98.
When's the last
something.
Time we fought with horses?
I don't know.
Like,
I don't know. Yeah,
it was, wait, so in like 95, if I
it was like
horse
reparations 200 years later.
I bet you in the
80s. It used to be that all dog food was made of horses.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's right.
If you watch Mad Men.
Mad Men.
That's right. Rebranding.
Yeah.
So, you guys want to play some music?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
I have your USB key loaded up and just drop it in a Serato.
Okay.
We'll walk you over. We'll do a talk. I don't know. There's probably some official term.
We learned about puking last week from Gina about radio puke. Like, you're listening to Heritage Radio.
Oh, that's what that is. Because I asked her online last night and she's like, I can't type it to you. I have to do it for you.
We'll get her to do some puking tonight. Anyway, Snacky Tunes, HeritageRadioNetwork.com. Shout outs to our producer and engineer, Jack Insling, RecTech. Shout out to our sponsor, Roberta's. Shout out to Jessica from ThisIsWhyYou'reFat.com. And shout out to the Acid Girls, whose misfortune of being mini deported is our gain for being on the show. Living on infamy in radio, internet, history. Anyway, here we go. Acid Girls, Snacky Tunes. Let's go.
I use my youth. to get through tonight. We'll be right back.
Sunday morning comes and I look out my window to the clouds. And through the rain I feel the love that shines on everyone around. And through the glow of all the ones I've known and sometimes grown to stay, there is one light that could shine the world away. Through the falling
ladies and gentlemen, small little set from the Acid Girls. Digging what you're playing. Boys, why don't you walk us through what you just played?
I don't remember.
What was the first jam? Oh, was it Jinder?
Yeah, it was Jinder. The 12th Planet remix of Little Jinder, which is just kind of like perfect pop music.
Basically, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, big love to that guy. He's an LA friend of ours, too. John from 12th Planet.
Yeah.
Doing
yeah,
things.
Oh, yeah, he...
That half beat? Half step.
Yeah, halftime.
Halftime.
Halftime is explosive in LA right now.
I know it's a controversial opinion to have these days, but I can go either way on dubstep typically, but that one's just done so well.
Well, I think that I'm a little dubstep down. Dubstep has been really big here for, I'd say, almost 2 years. Yeah. Pretty much since the ascension of treble and bass. And I'm just like, this is the thing. I love treble and bass because they do it very well. If you don't do dubstep very well, don't do it.
Yeah, there, I mean, there's...
I mean, like, you know...
There should be a difference between, it should be noted that there's like kind of a difference between dubstep and like wobble dubstep.
Right.
Yeah. Which is like probably you find a little less tasteful in your opinion, right. I would assume.
All right. So what else did you play as we...
Aphex Twin, Finger Bib, which is just one of my favorite songs.
That's exclusive.
Time.
That's coming out. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that'll be out next year.
I'm sorry. What twins? What was it?
And then after that, there was the new Late of the Pier song, Blueberry.
Fantastic.
Which is just, it's like an amazing
man, pop those guys
song.
Are getting like old.
Yeah, they're like 18.
Soon they're going to be able to vote.
Yeah, and then that last track was?
The last track was our remix of the LA band Fool's Gold, which we're really, really happy with.
Yeah, and they were on the show.
And the song was Nadine.
Yeah,
which is great.
The song is Nadine.
Terry, you found the name of that restaurant, right? Well, I didn't.
Oh, yeah. The Izakaya restaurant in Gastown in Vancouver is from the owners of Goo, which people up there will know. It's called Otokome, and it is amazing. If you're in Vancouver, you definitely have to get into some Izakaya. There's a lot of them now, I guess.
I'm ready. Also, welcome to Travis Hayden. Hey, Travis.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome back from your warm travels.
It's good to be back in cold New York.
Yeah. It's so bitter. Good times, though?
Yeah, it was great. Swimming pools, hot tubs, a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll get some more stories over dinner tonight. How about that?
Yeah, we're gonna go to dinner tonight.
Maybe not some radio friendly stories
with Simon.
So I want to thank you guys for coming and joining us today.
First show of the new year.
First show of the new year.
Thanks for having us.
What can we look forward to in 2010 for Acid Girls?
More singles, more remixes. We're about to go back to Europe, like we talked about, and just kind of trying to get out there, and you know, hopefully. Have another single done before summer and coming out and just a few sort of secret remixes and stuff.
Sweet.
More of the same, hopefully.
Secret remixes meaning?
Meaning, you know, you never know what's going to happen, really. So you don't know what you're going to finish and what's going to happen, you know?
Got it. So thanks for coming. Big shout out to Roberta's. And don't forget their meatball cook-off is next Friday at the Meat Hook in Williamsburg. A lot of great
Week
chefs.
From Friday.
Week from Friday. Right. The 15th. Jessica Amison, thank you for being on. She will be a guest judge there. And we will probably be talking about it more next week. And we will be DJing as well. We'll get prices and start times and details, things like that.
All good stuff.
And Jack Inslee, Ruck Tech, thanks for making us sound good. Roberta, the pizza was good. You missed the pumpkin pizza, Travis.
Spicy pumpkin pizza,
the
amazing.
Cold cheese pizza is great.
I believe it's margarita.
That's what I said.
And then I think that's it. I'm excited. 25 shows. 25 more to go, and then work towards 100.
So that's 75. I'm not, I'm no mathematician.
What are you guys going to play for us? What are you going to take us out with?
Daphne Aram, like old synth music from the 60s. In England, they used to have this thing called the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, where they just kind of explored the outer edges of synthesizers and geeky stuff that I like a lot.
I wish I had space effects for when you said exploring the outer edges of synthesizers.
It's just good, strange music from, a very inventive time.
Awesome. Well, here you go. 2010. Snacky Tunes on HeritageRadioNetwork.com. I'm Ted Diabolic. Did you never forget the decks? We're Finger on the Pulse. See you next Monday. Thank you.
Bye-bye.